Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to FMG Live. I'm your host, John A. Guffey. I hope everyone is enjoying the holiday weekend, but in the midst of cookouts, parties, and fun, I wanted to take tonight to remind everyone why, or maybe more accurately, what we will be celebrating tomorrow and what we are celebrating this weekend. The word sacrifice has really changed over the years, and people have, I think, lost what it really means. When we use the word today, we often think about loss, about losing something precious, being forced to give it up. But actually, sacrifice, particularly in the Bible, means giving something, giving a gift, giving it freely, something important, something treasured that cannot be replaced. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight, is about giving and the sacrifice, the gift given by some individuals. I'm not going to be able to talk about every soldier who ever gave his life for America. I would be on the air far, far longer than I could physically stand. But you see, Memorial Day is about honoring all of those who have fallen for their country, those who have passed, who may now rest from the battle. And I would be very remiss if I wasn't a little selfish and mention a couple of people, a few, who are very precious to me, who have gone on and who served their country with distinction and who now have their final rest. The first is my grandfather, George Lee Guffey, known as Jack. Everyone called him Jack. He was in the Army during World War II. The second was my other grandfather, Dewey Thomas Gunter, who was in the Navy in World War II. And I also want to mention my uncle, Jackie Lee Guffey, who was his father's oldest son. He served in Vietnam. During the Vietnam conflict, he was very fortunate enough not to have been sent there, but I was able to serve in Germany during that time. But offered himself up and served his country. And then I have my uncle who is still living, Theodore Eugene, we call him Teddy Guffey, who also served during the Vietnam conflict and again was also fortunate enough not to have to go overseas. I am thankful that he is still here. I miss my grandfathers. I miss my uncle, and I know that they are resting now. You know, sometimes I've heard it mentioned that Marines guard the gates of heaven, and that is a comforting image for many of us. But the fact is that they don't have to anymore. They get to rest. They no longer have to patrol. They no longer have to walk dangerous streets. They no longer have to walk in treacherous jungles. They no longer have to worry if the snap of a branch behind them is an enemy, or if their next step will be on an IED. See, those who have served our country deserve a rest. There are a couple of others that I want to talk about tonight. The first is a gentleman named Thomas W. Bennett. He was a U.S. Army medic, and he was a medic because he was a conscientious objector. You know, a lot of times people, very patriotic people, and people from the era look down on conscientious objectors. He was a conscientious objector for religious reasons. And I can certainly respect that, because it takes a lot of nerve to stand up for what you believe in. And we are blessed to live in a country where we have the freedom paid for by the blood and sweat and tears of the fallen that we honor this Memorial Day weekend. The freedom to obey our God, and the freedom to stand on our principles. Thomas W. Bennett received the Medal of Honor as a conscientious objector and as an Army medic. His Medal of Honor citation reads, "For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action at the risk of his life, above and beyond the call of duty, Corporal Bennett distinguished himself while serving as a platoon medical aidman with the 2nd Platoon Company B during a reconnaissance in force mission. On February 9th, the platoon was moving to assist the 1st Platoon of Company D, which had run into a North Vietnamese ambush when it became heavily engaged by the intense small arms, automatic weapons, mortar and rocket fire from a well-fortified and numerically superior enemy unit. In the initial barrage of fire, 3 of the point members of the platoon fell wounded. Corporal Bennett, with complete disregard for his safety, ran through the heavy fire to his fallen comrades, administered life-saving first aid under fire, and then made repeated trips carrying the wounded men to positions of relative safety from which they would be medically evacuated from the battle position. Corporal Bennett repeatedly braved the intense enemy fire, moving across open areas to give aid and comfort to his wounded comrades. He valiantly exposed himself to the heavy fire in order to retrieve the bodies of several fallen personnel. Throughout the night and following day, Corporal Bennett moved from position to position, treating and comforting the several personnel who had suffered shrapnel and gunshot wounds. On February 11th, Company B again moved in an assault on the well-fortified enemy positions and became heavily engaged with an numerically superior enemy force. 5 members of the company fell wounded in the initial assault. Corporal Bennett ran to their aid without regard to the heavy fire. He treated one wounded comrade and began running toward another seriously wounded man. Although the wounded man was located forward of the company position, covered by heavy enemy grazing fire, and Corporal Bennett was warned that it was impossible to reach the position, he leaped forward with complete disregard for his safety to save his comrade's life. In attempting to save his fellow soldier, he was mortally wounded. Corporal Bennett's undaunted concern for his comrades at the cost of his life, above and beyond the call of duty, are in keeping with the highest traditions of the military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, in the United States Army. You know, when I read through that citation the first time, the thing that really stuck out to me was the repetition of the words complete disregard. You see, here was a medic, a healer. He was honored for saving the lives of his fellow soldiers. And I know there are many, you know, the Medal of Honor process and the Medal of Honor recipients are all heroes. And I would never, ever take that title from them. But I am even more impressed that someone who was not fighting, but rather fighting so to save lives instead of take them, when that person goes well beyond their call of duty, their responsibility, in order to bring one more young man home. Corporal Bennett gave his life trying to bring one more home. There is a person in the Bible who also, when we talk about sacrifice, because that's what Corporal Bennett did, he sacrificed by showing complete disregard. He gave that which was most precious, his very life. He gave it so that others could live. And there's another man in the Bible. His name was Samson. And many of you are familiar with the story of Samson. We don't often think of Samson as someone who is sacrificing. We think of him maybe as someone who's getting revenge or something of that nature, but that's not the case. You see, Samson was a defender of his people. At this time, the Philistines lived adjacent to the children of Israel, and there was a lot of conflict between the two groups, and in fact, the Philistines exercised some control over Samson, in the Hebrew people. But Samson had been blessed by God with tremendous strength, shown to be a warrior among the Hebrew people, defended himself, defended his people from them. Now, Samson wasn't perfect. He made mistakes. And many of you are familiar with the story of how he met up with Delilah, who was a Philistine woman, and he desired her, and how ultimately he gave her his secret, the secret to his strength, which was in his, which was the growing of his hair. That was the symbol of his obedience to God. He was disobedient about other things, but in this, Samson was obedient. And Delilah has finally tricked him, used her wiles to get to Samson's heart. And in verse 18 of Judges chapter 16, we pick up and we see, "And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, 'Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart.' Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, 'The Philistines be upon thee, Samson.' And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times and shake myself. And he wist not, meaning he knew not, that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him. They captured him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. They attached him to a millstone like a mule. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice, for they said, Our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, Our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, Call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, Suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. And the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. Now, a lot of people think that that is very inaccurate, that that can't be. At this time, during this time, and throughout the Middle East for many, many years, for forever, it's a tradition to use the roof of one's house as a place to stay, because the house itself, in the heat of the day, will become hotter than you want to be. And even though it might be shaded, it's still going to be a place that is very, very hot and very stuffy and very uncomfortable. So in order to avoid that, they would go up onto the roof. And the roof would be a place fans from servants. And you could sit up there and enjoy the day out of the stifling heat of the box beneath you. Temples were made the same way, especially to foreign gods. And such was this that Samson was engaged in. So there were 3,000 men and women. And remember, these are the leaders of the Philistines. These are the people that control the Philistine army. These are the people who are oppressing the children of Israel. And so in verse 28, Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines from my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. Let me sacrifice myself. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Samson sacrificed himself to remove the entire leadership of the Philistines. He did that so that his people could be free. He asked to be set loose and made free. Instead, he said, Give me the strength that I can pull down these walls. There is another person who was also a conscientious objector, who was also in Vietnam, and who was also in the army as a medic. His name was Joseph G. LaPointe Jr., simply known as Guy to his family. He was drafted into the army, but he declared himself a conscientious objector. He chose to become a medic, and he too was given the Medal of Honor posthumously. Giving up his life in the Republic of Vietnam. His Medal of Honor citation reads, "For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action, at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, Specialist Class 4 LaPointe, Headquarters and Headquarters Troops, 2nd Squadron, distinguished himself while serving as a medical aidman during a combat helicopter assault mission. The LaPointe's patrol was advancing from the landing zone through an adjoining valley when it suddenly encountered heavy automatic weapons fire from a large enemy force entrenched in well-fortified bunker positions. In the initial hail of fire, two soldiers in the formation vanguard were seriously wounded. Hearing a call for aid from one of the wounded, LaPointe ran forward through heavy fire to assist his fallen comrades. To reach the wounded men, he was forced to crawl directly in view of an enemy bunker. As members of his unit attempted to provide covering fire, he administered first aid to one man, shielding the other with his body. He was hit by a burst of fire from the bunker while attending the wounded soldier. In spite of his painful wounds, LaPointe continued his life-saving duties until he was again wounded and knocked to the ground. Making strenuous efforts, he moved back again into a shielding position to continue administering first aid. An exploding enemy grenade mortally wounded LaPointe. LaPointe's courageous actions at the cost of his life were an inspiration to his comrades." See, the reason that I wanted to bring up LaPointe is, in addition to being a conscientious objector, here was a man who intentionally placed himself in harm's way. He intentionally took the fire meant for his comrades, meant for his fellow soldiers. And you see, that reminds me of Jesus, who, as Luke tells it in chapter 23, beginning with verse 33, "When they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. You see, Jesus, just like Specialist LaPointe, instead of saving himself, chose instead to sacrifice himself and save you and I. You see, the men that I have talked about today, Jesus, Thomas Bennett, Guy LaPointe, Samson, they sacrificed themselves, not having something taken from them, but rather giving for others so that others be able to go home, so that others might survive another battle, so that others might live. And you see, for the sacrifice that Jesus makes, it was for all of us. It was for you that he shielded you from the punishment you deserve. He shielded all of us from the punishment that we all deserve. He laid down his life, shielded us from the penalty of our sin. See, Memorial Day is about remembrance. Remembering those not who were taken from us, not who were yanked from us. It's about honoring those who sacrificed for us, who gave us the gift. In Samson's day, it was freedom from the Philistines. For Corporal Bennett and Specialist LaPont, it was so their fellow soldiers, so that other young men could go home to their families. The sacrifice of all our American heroes so that we can have the freedom that we enjoy today, the prosperity that we still enjoy today, the ability to go where we want, when we want, to worship our God the way we see fit. All of those things are what Memorial Day is about. Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for us. You see, his gift was the greatest of all. He didn't have to give it. When he was being mocked by the soldiers, he could have called on legions of angels to come to rescue him. Jesus, in complete disregard for his own life, gave his life, sacrificed his life to shield us from death. Jesus did that so that each and every one of us could live. I hope you have a great Memorial Day. Enjoy your holiday. Remember the fallen. When you're having your backyard cookout, have a moment of silence for those who have sacrificed and given so that you could be there. I'm your host, John A. Guffey, for FMG Live.